This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, we'll make a right here onto Mill Street.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and our destination is coming up right there on the left.
All right, well, I see an old colonial stone wall here on our right. Mm-hmm. A few houses up ahead. Lots of forests on our left.
Yeah, and there it is. There it is. See the brown sign with on the side of the road?
Yeah. But that's it? Just a sign?
Yeah, I know. There's just enough room to pull the car over right before the sign. This is why we're here, Ray.
Okay. It's one of those brown wooden signs you see at town and state parks around Massachusetts. It says Mill Pond.
Right. There used to be a mill pond on this Easton, Massachusetts property owned by John Seeley. They say John left the mill to his son, Nathan, who was a wizard who used to run the mill at night using satanic imps. Hey there, I'm Jeff Belanger. Welcome to episode 335 of the New England Legends Podcast.
And I'm Ray Osier. Thanks for joining us on our mission to chronicle every legend in New England, one story at a time. If it's haunted, cursed, or just weird, we want to know about it. Did you know most of our story ideas come from you? This one did. Thanks to Bill Dowd, who wrote to us and said, I came across this sign as it's around the corner from me. I had to ask if you knew anything about it. Bill, we're on it.
If you've got a strange story you think we should check out, contact us anytime through our website. Our website is also the place you can find dates for my ongoing story tour, dates to see Ray's band, The Pub Kings, and a link to our charity zombie prom coming up Saturday, February 17th in Milford, Massachusetts.
We'll go searching for satanic imps right after this word from our sponsor.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get. That, wow. How have I been living like this feeling? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for just $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. Wow! How have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. The quality that I've received from Mint Mobile is second to none, and I've tried them all. And this is an amazing company to work with that actually cares about their clients and the prices that they charge. So if you're on that fence wondering, should I make the shift? You're going to get great coverage, you're going to get great customer service, and all of the bells and whistles you expect from the bigger brand names. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans and their jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/P60. That's mintmobile.com/P60. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/P60. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to just $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Okay, my little darklings, I know, just by looking at me, you think, that guy does not work out. Well, you'd be right. And aside from just looking at me and knowing I don't work out, I was quickly reminded of the fact that I don't work out because I've got subscriptions to not one, not two, but 3 different apps to help me maintain my weight and get in shape and feel better. 3 apps that I worked diligently when I first signed up for them for about a week and then forgot all about them. But thankfully, Rocket Money didn't forget about them. I'd forgotten all about 3, not one, not two, but 3 different subscriptions to 3 different organizations. And here I am, still dumb, still fat, and losing money every month without even paying attention to it. I think some of you out there might understand the predicament I'm in, and that's why you need to get Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over all of my subscriptions and a clear view of exactly where my money is going. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved now a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/P60. That's rocketmoney.com/P60. rocketmoney.com/P60.
I feel like Satanic Imps is a pretty good name for a heavy metal band.
It's not bad. But really, as Satanic Imps, where in the world would people get that story?
Okay, go ahead and read this official Easton town sign.
Okay, it says, Mill Pond, site of the sawmill built by John Seeley in the 18th century and continued by his son Nathan, a wizard who purportedly used Satanic Imps to run the mill at night. Easton Conservation Commission, 6.6 acres, acquired in 1999. Wow.
So right there, Satanic Imps painted and engraved letters.
And Nathan Seeley was a wizard?
That's what the sign says.
Okay, so here's a little more about the town of Easton, Massachusetts. There's been human activity here for many centuries. This used to be a border area for the Wampanoag people. Evidence of camps and artifacts have been discovered in town. It was also a burial ground. It looks like the region was used for camps in the summer months, especially along the three main streams in town. After King Philip's War ended in 1676, the land that would go on to be Easton, most of Mansfield, and part of Norton was purchased. The first English settlers came to this part of town in 1694. By the year 1713, 69 families had settled in Easton, and they hired their first minister.
These early New England inland towns grew slowly. I mean, this was still pretty wild, untamed land. To find out how the mill and the Satanic Imps got here, let's head back to the year 1755.
It's the spring of 1755. Easton is growing in part thanks to the Bay Road that cuts through town. Bay Road is the main road between Narragansett Bay and Massachusetts Bay. This is a tough town, a frugal town, too. Back in the 1740s, the town decided to pay the fine for not having any schools because the fines were cheaper than construction and salaries.
But the population is slowly growing. Construction is happening. The town needs a sawmill.
Local resident John Seeley sees a business opportunity, so he buys some land along the Pequoticut Stream. And he builds a water-powered sawmill.
Pretty soon, business is booming for Seeley. Lumber is cut into planks at the sawmill and sold for local construction. If the saw is spinning, Seeley is making money.
It's a money-making machine. John brings his son Nathan to the mill often, telling his boy that this is the family business and he should be ready to take over someday.
But Nathan doesn't seem all that interested in mill work. He's a dark, brooding young man who likes to wander off, be alone.
Still, John insists that his son is going to work here and take over the mill. Though Nathan would rather pursue some other line of work, or better yet, just live off the profits of the mill, he eventually agrees to run the business. But soon rumors swirl that Nathan has some unnatural help.
It's late one summer night when Easton local Tam O'Shanter is walking down the road near the mill. He hears a strange noise. It's the sawmill. It's running at night in the dark.
O'Shanter sprints off for home, petrified by what he's heard and believes he's seen. No one runs a sawmill at night, especially in the dark. It's way too dangerous. That's when locals begin to whisper around town. Some are suggesting that young Nathan Seeley is a wizard, that he's in league with the devil and practicing dark arts.
I heard someone suggest that imps from Satan must be running the mill at their master's bidding. That's how it's running at night, so Nathan can go off and do what he wants while still earning money. some suggest the boy sold his soul to the devil to make it happen.
While the sawmill mostly runs during the day, every now and then, someone will hear what they believe is the sawmill running at night, which starts the rumor mill going once again.
Jeez, I get it. Well, the sawmill closes down for good around 1792 and begins to slowly rot back into the woods. And that brings us back to today. Okay, we have one more place to visit. It's only about 500 feet away down Mill Street. Okay, we can pull over here.
All right. Well, we just parked in front of a small cemetery. It looks well-maintained. It's surrounded by stone walls on all sides. I could see maybe 100 or so headstones.
Yeah, this is John Seeley Cemetery, which is ironic because Patriarch John Seeley isn't buried here. But if we walk over here by the wall, we can see this headstone.
It says, erected in the memory of Mr. Nathan Seeley, who died August 24th, 1815, age 82 years. So he lived to a ripe old age.
He did.
But if people truly believe Nathan Seeley was in league with the devil,
yes,
they wouldn't have buried him here.
That's exactly right.
Because this is consecrated ground.
Exactly.
Which begs the question, how the story got started to the point where it's printed on a town sign.
So I found this book called History of the Town of Easton, Massachusetts. It was published in 1837 and written by William L. Chafin. In the book is a couple of paragraphs mentioning this rumor and that the mill had shut down some 50 years earlier, though you could still see the remnants at the time that the book came out. You can read the passage here.
All right. Let's see. At the end of this paragraph, it says, and I quote, "It is wiser to acquit Mr. Seeley of any such questionable partnership and to think that the rolling and buzzing of wheel and saw, which the belated passers-by supposedly they heard, were all in their own brains and might easily be accounted for by the strength and quantity of hard cider or New England rum they had taken."
You know, when in doubt, blame the witness and the booze.
Still, the story persisted to the point that in 1999, they painted the story on the town sign just up the road.
They did. And the guy who was allegedly in league with the devil and his imps is buried right here at our toes, just a few hundred feet from the site of the old mill.
Kind of makes me want to come back here and walk by it at night and see if we can still hear a sawmill running in the forest.
And we never back down from a dare. That takes us to After the Legend, where we take a deeper dive into this week's story and quite often drift off course.
After the Legend is brought to you by our mighty Patreon patrons. These folks keep us going and growing. They know great content isn't free. We work for them. All we ask for is $3 per month. And for that, they get early ad-free access to new episodes, plus bonus episodes and content that no one else gets to hear. Just head over to patreon.com/New England Legends to sign up.
And if you'd like to see some pictures of the town sign and the grave, just click on the link in our episode description or go to our website and click on episode 335. It is a great sign all along, you know, public parks and things like that, those brown, dark brown wooden signs with the engraved and, well, you know, hand-painted letters and stuff. You can't miss it. And it's one thing to say Mill Pond land acquired in 1999. It's quite another to say satanic imps and a wizard.
I wonder how many people actually stop and read the whole thing and see that, because you would never expect that on a sign like that.
No, you would just expect like, oh, this was once John Seeley's mill. Fine.
Right.
You know, we acquired this land in 1999. It's for conservation. Fine. You know, but to put the satanic imps, you're just asking for people to come look at, right?
Not even like questionable. It was satanic imps. They were so specific about it.
Yeah. There's everyday imps. And then there's satanic imps, which is a whole other thing.
Or just the guy was kind of weird and eclectic and whatever. Yeah. And we had thoughts about it that he was running a weird operation there. But no, they went with satanic imps.
And I can't stress enough, there's nothing to see. There's a sign on the side of the road and a forest. I mean, just it's all rotted away. It's long. It was almost gone in 1837.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Here, another 200 years later, it is very much gone.
But now they haunt the forest.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. So if we go by at night, you know, you do wonder if you're going to hear like a saw running.
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
Well, that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be super cool.
Yeah. If the town was smart, they'd have somebody in the woods at night with a tape recorder just playing that back.
Or a saw.
Warsaw. That's kind of creepy.
I feel like a movie. I feel like a movie plot starting to form. You know,
right?
Saw 23, Easton, Massachusetts. But what's cool too is I like when folklore and legend makes it onto a sign funded by town taxpayers.
Right. I wonder if anybody was against this at town meeting.
I don't know. It's probably one of those things that someone slipped through, and I would very much like to have a beer with that person.
Right. How did you do that?
Who's just like, you know, no one reads these proposals when we say what we're going to put on the sign. You know, it's a historic sign by the mill. They're like, yeah. So I just want to put this on it. Yeah, rubber stamp, you know, approved. You got it. Stamped.
I think at some point, if this show keeps going, then we need our own New England Legend signs that get put up at these locations.
Funny you say that, right?
Happening. No?
Well, we have an app.
We do have the app. But how cool would it be to go to the coordinates on the map and then see it? Almost like that take your picture here at Disney type thing.
We're going to, New Hampshire has signs that are, they have historic signs. They're very nice. They're cast iron and they're embossed and hand painted. They're beautiful. There's one for Betty and Barney Hill's UFO abduction site.
I've seen that one, yeah.
So there's that one. And then there's Birthplace of Uncle Sam, which one of our other stories, another sign like that. So they do have some pretty cool signs up, but I agree. I think it would be neat to have like an official marker of saying like, this is where something happened.
That's a lot of town meetings we have to go to though, to get approval.
And if there's one thing that's efficient and smoothly run, it's a town meeting.
Right. And never mind the cost of these things too.
Yeah. Forget all that. I just mean like to go to each meeting and then the follow-up meeting and then the meeting after that.
Okay. So here's a different idea. We just go in the dark, in the cloak of night, right?
Oh, just put one up.
Put one up, but just yard signs. That's it. So we're not maybe we could find one that's like $10 and we can write on it ourselves to save a little money. So we'll print it, hand print it, yard sign, dead of night, we'll go to these locations.
I swear we're not going to talk about politics, but we do know that there's an election coming up in November.
Right.
And it's going to be ugly. There's going to be signs everywhere. Well, how about after the election?
Signs everywhere are signs.
We just start taking all the signs.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just copy over them. I don't care who they're for, right?
Sure.
Pro, against, I don't, whatever, doesn't matter. We'll just put over the sign like, hey, this is where the satanic mill was.
Right.
And this is where, you know, the ghost has been seen by the cemetery.
You know what would save us a lot of time? If people that lived in these towns did that for us.
This would help a lot.
Just saying.
November's coming. There's going to be a lot of useless signs left over when it's done, you know? Do something with them.
Yeah.
You know?
I like how we were going to do like legit signs and then we made it all the way to, we're going to sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Can you guys put some signs up at these locations for us?
Frankly, this beer is not going to drink itself. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's funny.
We would do it, but later, you know?
Yeah.
You know, is it enough that we just find the stories and share them? And they're on the app. We said, so the New England Legends app, it's free. Get it in your app store right now. Lauren Middleton, thank you. It's got a map on there with every story we've ever covered. So wherever you are, it'll use your GPS and say, oh, here I am. It'll show you nearby stories. So it's like a virtual sign.
And I think you'll be surprised how close you are to a story wherever you are in New England.
You ain't far now. I mean, there's like 350 plus pins in there and growing every week. Every week we add a new one. So
happy belated birthday to Lauren, by the way.
Yes.
She just had a birthday.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Happy birthday, Lauren. Thanks for, she'll be at Zombie Prom.
Awesome.
Yes, she'll be there again, which is great. So yeah, no, I love the sign. I imagine, well, we found about it because one of our listeners drove by it, lives near it, and just said, what is that? You know, saw it. Probably one of those things where you drive by it 100 times and you're like, I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
There's no one around. I mean, it's a pretty lonely stretch of road. It's not high traffic. So you just go, I'm just going to stop it. Oh my gosh, satanic imps. Are you kidding me?
Right.
And then what I love even more than the sign is that Bill thought to email us and say, hey, what is this?
Right.
Because I didn't know about it.
And we got a whole episode out of it.
We got a whole episode. Bill, I didn't know. This is why we appreciate when people write into us, because don't assume we know it. We don't live on every little back street.
Right.
You know, so.
And there's so many stories out there.
So many.
You know, I think when we first started this, you were afraid that we'd be done in 30 episodes, 40 episodes.
Yes.
And look where we are now.
Don't have that fear anymore.
And you hit all the ones you knew already.
Right.
And now this is all new to you. A lot of these are all new to you.
I never knew this one. So this is great. And I love that. Yeah, no, at the beginning, it was just like, oh, I could think of like 20, 30 I wanted to do off the top of my head. But then I started going, oh, yeah, those are the big ones. And then we said, oh, Joe, oh, man, you know, we're going to find others. But thankfully, you people who are listening to us started to write in and say, I know a story, and that's helped tremendously.
Yeah, we appreciate you. So give us $3.
Yeah.
If you're not a Patreon patron.
Become a patron. Yeah.
We're thanking you and asking you for money.
And let's, I love that we celebrate the weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We live in a time where towns are starting to look an awful lot like each other. Mm. Not much unique to them, but I am unaware of any other mill run by satanic imps.
No.
Anywhere in the world, let alone New England. So
I think they unionized, though.
They
so,
did.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're still around, but it's a dark union.
Yeah.
And part of the thing is they don't promote themselves.
No, the dues are awful. Yeah, I think it's your soul. So careful.
Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts, because it's free and we don't want you to miss a thing. Please also help spread the word. Join our super secret New England Legends Facebook group, download our free app on your smartphone, and post a review for us on Apple Podcasts. It helps a lot. The bigger our community, the more stories that come in for all of us to share.
We'd like to thank our sponsors. Thank you so much to our Patreon patrons, and our theme music is by John Judd.
Until next time, remember,
the bizarre is closer than you think.